Well, the White House is expected to announce some good news this week. The federal budget deficit for the year ended in September will be substantially below the previous year's amount, $318 billion. That was the amount last year. To tell us why it's going down from that number and whether this good news will last, we turn to David Wessel. He's Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal. David, good to talk with you again.
Good morning.
How much below $318 billion?
The Congressional Budget Office's guess, and they make pretty educated guesses, is it'll be about $250 billion, or roughly 1.9% of the gross domestic product. This is going to allow President Bush to boast that he met his goal of having the deficit, and he did it ahead of schedule.
Did the president have anything to do with it?
Oh, sure. The president gets credit for everything good that happens in the economy and blame for everything bad that happens. The biggest reason the deficit is smaller than last year and smaller than a lot of the forecasters were expecting at the beginning of the year is a surge in tax receipts. They're up nearly 12% in this fiscal year. That's more than offset the increase in spending, which is about 9%. I think the president will say that the increase in tax receipts is his doing. He cut taxes that stimulated the economy and brought in more money. I suspect he won't be taking credit for the 9% increase in spending.
Is the president right that tax cuts have led to that increase in receipts as the economy is stimulated?
That's a matter of huge theological debate among economists. Seems to me the evidence suggests that the president's tax cuts were fairly well timed and helped stimulate the economy at a time it was weak. But it's also true that a lot of the increase in taxes is coming from tax rates that he didn't cut. And it's hard to see this evidence, in my opinion, as supporting the thesis that if you cut taxes, you get more revenue, so you should always cut taxes. As you remember, the president mostly cut individual income taxes. But the real surge has been in corporate profits. Measured against the size of the economy, corporate tax receipts in the just-ended fiscal year are bigger than any time since 1978.
So corporations are paying more?
Corporations are paying more because they are making so much money.
The gigantic profits at some place like Exxon means more tax receipts for the federal government.
Absolutely.
Now, before we get carried away here, David, you said that the expectation is that we'll have a budget deficit somewhere in the neighborhood of $250 billion. That still sounds like a lot of money.
It is a lot of money, but it's not a lot of money in an $11 trillion economy. The deficit today is not a serious economic problem. We have very low interest rates, low unemployment. The problem is that it's probably going to get worse from here. In the near term, interest rates are rising, the economy's slowing, Iraq is costly, and there's all sorts of things on the congressional and presidential wish lists that are going to add to spending. So in the near term, the deficit is likely to get a little bigger, and then looking beyond the next year or two, the same large problems loom. Spending on benefit programs, particularly retirement benefit programs and especially health care, are going to overwhelm taxes, even with this recent surge in tax receipts, until somebody figures out how to square that circle.
David Wessel of the Wall Street Journal, thanks very much.
A pleasure.